The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He is a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by their deeds." At that time Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Father except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal the Father. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please receive it. I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And I would like to wish you a happy independence. I think you all have been celebrating in different places, different activities that were taking place across the state. Today, we have another very interesting scripture, one of the most quoted scripture with many people in the Bible. But I'd like to share this morning about when grace calls the weary. When grace calls the weary. Jesus invites those who are weary of disappointment and religion and life's burdens into the rest that only he can give. I want to begin by telling you a short story in one of the congregations I served. There was a lady who was a member of our church, and she lost her son at a very tender age, at 17 years. Too young to die, we can say that. It was really heavy. It was a very difficult moment. I remember I visited her a couple of times, and the church members would go in turns to be with you and to walk with you. After a time, maybe about 6 or so months, she came back to the church and she gave a testimony and say, "When I came to this city and in this town, I visited other churches around and I finally landed on this church. And I think I made a good decision. God helped me to make that decision to choose this church. Because when I was going through very hard times, I could see each one of you in your prayers, in your visitations, in your meals, in all these things you have done to me. And I saw you have been walking with me and caring with me each and every day. My heart is light as I speak with you today. My heart is so light, and I saw God. I saw the physical God through each one of you when, with all the great works of compassion that you gave to me. My dear friends, we live in a generation that has never been more connected, and yet so many are lonely. We live more in a world with more technology than before and less peace. We have more information and yet more confusion. More people are exhausted, not only physically, but emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. Some are weary for trying to prove themselves. Others are weary from carrying the weight of guilt, grief, broken relationships, financial pressures, illness, or unanswered prayers. Some have faithfully served God for many years, but quietly wonder, how much longer can I keep going? In today's gospel, Jesus speaks into the very reality. He addresses two kinds of people: those who criticize everything and everyone, and those who simply are tired of carrying the life's burdens. Three things that I want to highlight from this text. Number one, breaking free from the impossible game. Jesus begins by exposing the toxic culture of his day, and remarkably, it sounds exactly like ours. He compares the culture to the fickle children playing games in the marketplace. They play a happy tune and they demand every dance. I think this, you can remember maybe when you were kids, that you want all to have same kind of a game. And if you don't, oh, you don't want to play with us, so we will not play with you. You remember this very well. You did it when you were young. And they demand everyone to dance. If you don't dance, you are not going to be our friend. And we always, when we're growing up, you always this here, and you don't want to be outside your friends because you want to have the sense of belonging, the sense of the group. They play a sad tune and it demand everyone to cry. It was a culture of shifting goalposts and relentless judgment. John the Baptist was too strict, so they rejected him. Jesus was too celebratory and radical in his grace, and so they labeled him a glutton and a drunkard. Do you hear the exhaustion in that? It is the impossible game of trying to please the world that can never be satisfied. Today, that marketplace is our social media feeds, our workplaces, and sometimes even our religious circles and our political circles as well. If you don't vote like us, you are not part of us. You need to be part of us. You eat what you eat. The world demands that you perform. And it says, dance to our tune. Like this as we like it. Earn this much. Build this platform. Carry this perfection. And the moment you fail to keep up with the rhythm, they condemn you. But Jesus stands completely outside of this toxic marketplace. And he calls us. Christian living means realizing that the Holy Spirit did not come to make you a better performer in this world's game. The Holy Spirit came to set you free from this game entirely. As Jesus said in this text, wisdom is validated not by the applause of the crowd, but by the fruit of a life lived in God. Number two, the power of becoming little children. How do we access this freedom? Jesus shifts into a praise. I praise you, O Father, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. In the kingdom of God, intellectual pride is a barrier, but a childlike dependence is a superpower. The wise and the learned of Jesus' day missed the Messiah because they were too busy checking their boxes, guarding their statuses, and overcomplicating God. To live in the power of the Pentecost, my dear friends, requires a sacred unlearning. A sacred unlearning, and this means stepping off the pedestal of having it all together and having the courage to say, Father, I don't know the way. I can't fix this on my own. I need you. A child doesn't wake up worried about how the mortgage will be paid. Not at all. They play as usual. And how the household will run. And actually, our kids, they think we are the super moms and the super dads. We have everything. Everything they want, they get it. They don't worry about anything. A child simply trusts the parents will provide. And when we adopt that childlike faith, the pressure drops. We realize that the pressure to sustain the church, to fix our families, and to secure our future doesn't rest on our shoulders. It rests on the Lord of heaven and earth. Third, the invitation to the easy yoke. Finally, Jesus delivers the ultimate manifesto, one of the most beautiful invitations of all scripture. Come to me. Come to me. Come. Come all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And I underline all of us. Notice here, Jesus doesn't say, come to me, you who have your life lived perfectly, or you who have aligned your life so perfectly. He doesn't say that. He calls out to the exhausted. He calls out even to Peter who rejected. He calls out even to the disciples who went into the upper room and hid themselves. He called out to us, who are vulnerable and exhausted. He calls to the ones carrying the heavy burdens, the heavy backpacks of guilt, shame, and anxiety, and the performance. He says, come, all, no discrimination based on religion, no discrimination based on background or ethnicity, no discrimination, all. But look at his solution. He doesn't offer a hammock. He offers a yoke. Oh my God. Take my yoke upon you and learn from you. And this is very difficult to understand. For me, it's easy to understand because I grew up at a farm. And a yoke was a heavy wooden harness placed over the necks of the two oxen so they could plow, they could pull the plow together. But here is something. This demonstration is that there was an experienced and a leading ox, and you don't tie the ox that are of the same energy and experience together. They don't do the job. You don't plow at all. If you want to plow, you tie or you harness one big ox with experience and with a younger one, inexperienced. And the younger one moves on the outside of the furrow. So the leading walks in the right furrow. So what happens is that the leading and experienced takes over the whole weight. This other one is to just help and excite the bigger one to move. Do you get that? So it becomes easier for this. So this guy is not doing all the donkey work. He is just walking besides the leading oxen. So the big oxen, the leading one, takes over the whole weight. And his job is to lead, is to control, and to make sure that the furrows are straight and continues to move like that. So this is what we see here. The young one simply had to walk alongside, staying in the step with the leader. And Jesus says, it seems that we work like crazy in carrying our loads in life, but Jesus is offering a tool to do some job more effectively. And Jesus is saying, stop trying to pull the weight of your life by yourself. Get in the harness with me. Walk with me. Let me carry the weight for you. And let me set the pace. Yours is just to walk. Walk with me and let the Holy Spirit guide your steps. And this is what we saw just a few weeks ago at Pentecost, when we remember the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete, one who walks side by side us, carrying our burdens. Yes, we all work like crazy, carrying our loads of life. We all work like crazy, carrying our emotional and physical burdens. And that is true of us all. But God has given us spiritual tools to carry those inevitable loads of our lives. God says, I am with you always to the end of the age. When we are groaning in pain, we are not alone. He is with us and even caring with us. I think we are familiar with the contemporary parable about the footprints in the sand. We all know that story, right? Two pairs of footprints were in the sand, walking side by side, and suddenly there was one pair of footprints. And the guy asked, what really happened? I can only see one footprint. And God said, that is when I picked you up and carried you. So God lifts us up and carries us when the burdens of our lives are difficult. It wasn't that God has deserted us at all when we were walking alone in life with only our footprints. Rather, the one footprints in the sand was God carrying us at that moment in life. My dear friends, when you are yoked to Jesus, your work changes from striving of the flesh into an overflow of the Spirit. His yoke is easy, not because there is nothing to do, but because he is doing the heavy lifting. His burden is light because it is lined with unconditional love. Finally, my dear friends, step into the rhythm of grace. Imagine standing in the crowded marketplace. Voices surround you. Some criticize, some condemns, some demand more from you. Some remind you of your failures. Then above every other voice comes the gentle voice of Jesus. And it says, come to me, not tomorrow, not after you become perfect, not after you solve every problem. Come now. Come while you are weary. Come broken. Come searching. Come burdened. Come exactly as you are. The one who calms the storms still calms anxious hearts. The one who healed the sick still heals the wounded souls. The one who raised the dead still brings hope to the lives that feel defeated. My dear friends, his invitation has never expired. His grace has never diminished. His mercy has never run dry. Today, Jesus is not asking whether you have enough strength. He is asking whether you are willing to trust his, So lay down your burdens, release your fears, open your heart, walk beside the Savior. For him alone, weary souls find true rest. Restless hearts discover the lasting peace, and broken lives are made anew. Amen.